Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 19th of March, and here in Aurovill is hazy on 22 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says partly sunny and considerable cloudiness over the night, with temperatures between low 22 to high 33, with heat index on 35. Winds from southeast at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is new, illuminated on 2%. A total solar eclipse will occur tomorrow, Friday, March 20th in Pisces at 3:11 a.m. The only populated places where totality can be seen, reachable by public travel, are Faroe Islands and Svalbard. Thus, this moon is a supermoon, at a new phase, not visible in our sky, but having a larger than average effect on Earth's oceans. Plus, this new supermoon swings right in front of the equinox sun on March 20th, so that the moon's shadow falls on parts of Earth. This solar eclipse is simmering, about to boil over from Pisces, and it makes its way towards birthing at the spring equinox of Aries. The collective is bursting with anticipation for the future. And because it falls in Pisces, our emotional sign beginnings could be quite upsetting. Possibly, this could be because of the ending leading to the beginning. On the same day, is also World Water Day. And we shouldn't forget that we are one body of liquid, loving, transforming action. On Saturday 21st of March at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center in Samasti, students of Nandita D will present Barka Songs of the Rain based on Indian ragas. They will be accompanied on the tabla by Debashish Das Pintoda. On Saturday, also at Pitanga but at 5:30 p.m, we are invited to meditative concert From Music to Silence with Krista Ashman, with following program of Johann Sebastian Bach, Partita Minor, Sarabande, Allegro, Vanraj Bhatia Sangitrat with night music for flute, and Krista Ashman Evocation for spiral drum, storm drum, tubalophone and voice. The theme of this concert is From Music to Silence, and as it is a meditative concert, doors will close at 5:30 p.m. sharp. But for Saturday we got more things lined up. At 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can listen to double violin concerto with Veronique Papillon on violin from Paris Opera, and our Holger Jetter on violin. On the same day, Saturday 21st, between 3 to 5 p.m. at Conference Hall in Sire, the Teacher Center invites us to a presentation by Lucas Dengel on soil and health, which would be insights on environmental health. This is the first gathering in a series of the Manifestation of the Dream, Physical Education. And the aim is to enrich our own knowledge and to create a space for sharing on different aspects of integral education. Equinox, along with the new moon on Saturday 21st, it will be celebrated also with our farmers, and they are inviting us to inauguration of new foodlink area from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the new foodlink plot opposite of Certitude, where market, songs and food made from Oroville Farms products will be provided against donation. On Wednesday 25th at 7:30 p.m, at Unity Pavilion Normal will read Satprem, adaptation of the book My Burning Heart, directed by Morgan, with audio visuals by Christoph. And on Thursday 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, Roger Hanschel on saxophone, Deborah Mischer on sitar, Prashant Mischer on tabla will give us a Trio Benares World Music in Concert. On Saturday 28th, Audrey will have a show open at Citadin Gallery, and there will be a whole last body of work of the last 2 years, not all shown in Chennai, the Colon and the Cut Part and Series. And here are some announcements, update from entry service, and they are saying the entry service front desk will be closed for a week from Monday 23rd until April 1st, and they will not be addressing any exceptional request or be receiving anybody during this week, and they thank us for understanding. And as for resuming to process new applicants, they will announce the new date in user notes when they are ready. And here's the other one from Ozolan, who is offering a bike servicing made by professional mechanic, and we can call Manolo on 91-59-008653 for appointment, and it's only for financial service account holders. On Friday 20th at 8 p.m. at Sacred Groove, on Saturday 21st at Laissez-Faire at 8 p.m. and on Sunday 22nd at Kalabumi Theatre at 5:30 p.m., we can see Lord Byron's love letter. Anandamayi Elke Jeff Rena and Francesca are happy to present Lord Byron's love letter, a funny short play by Tennessee Williams. And the story is about two shabby gentle dowagers profess connections with a famous English poet in an attempt to cheat New Orleans tourists during the Mardi Gras. And that talks about our farms, because Orville Consulting is collecting data on current home vegetable gardening initiatives in Orville. This is an attempt to map out the current activity and provide information on how to further incentivize home vegetable gardens in Orville. If you are a home gardener, contact them on 262-2571 or mail them at cat.jane@hotmail.com. They would like to set up a time to visit your garden or answer a few short questions on the phone to help them to collect this data. Sunday walks to farms and forests are going on, and this Sunday we can visit our orchard with Christian between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a potluck lunch. For more information, we can call him on 894087209. We got an interesting news from PTDC, where they are saying that the new Orville unit has developed an effective mask to protect us against air pollution, pesticides, exhaust gases, biological impurities, chemical pollutants, pollen, dust, and etc. The mask contains an activated carbon fiber, which has to be replaced every 6 months if used daily. These masks are being offered at a reduced price to Orovillians, and they have agreed to have them for 2 months in PTDC to facilitate the distribution to Orovillians at the start-up for health and protection reasons. We will find the different models and sizes, medium and large, at the checkout counter in PTDC. Being this an expensive item outside of our range, payment will be done through the usual blue sheets to be signed for a financial service transfer. And the total price for mask and filter is 490 rupees. Our Olympics at Dea Shakti School Sports Complex in Dana is going on today at 5:15, and you're really welcome to cheer them up. Otherwise, at Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen Les Miserables, directed Billy August and made in USA in 1998. At Eco Film Club at Sedona Forest, also tomorrow but at 7 p.m. we can see Sick and Nearly Dead, which was made in 2010 and directed by Joe Cross and Kurt Eggenhafer. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. we can see musical adventure fantasy Into the Woods, made in 2014 by director Rob Marshall. And tomorrow they will screen an excellent biography drama, Selma, made in 2014 and directed by Ava DuVernay. At Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall, women's series are going on. Tonight we can see comedy drama Francesca, which was made in 2012 by writer and director Noah Baumbach. On Saturday, they will screen international drama Ida, made in Poland, Denmark, France and UK in 2013 by writer and director Pavel Pawlikowski. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen animation adventure The Road to El Dorado, made in USA in 2000 and by director Bibo Bergeron. Later on at Cine Club, we will see masterpieces of Japanese cinema, and this Sunday we will see 24 Eyes, made in Japan in 1954 by director Keisuke Kinoshita. Shirobindo wrote, "It, the psychic being, has to be surrendered consciously and with more and more knowledge. The psychic aspires to the divine or answers to things divine. It is surrendered in principle, but it has to develop its surrender in detail, caring with its surrender of all the being." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.